welcome to the podcast. That's Spider, Bridget, Ben, and Sean.
Yeah, correct. How come do you have to say our names every time?
I like it.
Okay.
That way I'll get to know them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever forgotten? Are you good with names?
Terrible.
Oh, don't.
Terrible with names.
When have you forgotten? When's the worst time you've forgotten somebody's name? Because I'm terrible and I always...
I will trump all of your stories. You go first.
Oh, really? I reckon I could trump yours.
All right. Double trump. Trump.
So
who? Yeah, right. Actually, what would you prefer? A double trump?
Wow.
Mine was, I didn't know a gentleman, we were all talking around. And we're sitting there, and I said, "Oh, have you done any sailing?" And then I realised it was John Bertram, a famous sailor. Who invented the keel. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And Billy Brownless was there at the time, and he was laughing so hard. I was like, "I just got to go to the toilet." and walked away. But you know, yeah, you have signals, especially with your partner. You know, like if I don't know their name, okay, I'll just say such and such, and then you just come in and say, "Oh, yeah, I'll say," you know, like because you always forget. When were you caught, Flint?
Oh, mate, we were talking about it this morning, Bridget and I. Sally Guyte, the reporter, she came to cover something, and I went, "Nice to meet you, I'm Flint." She went, "I must have met you at least three times."
That was when you started
here from memory. I was there for that uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a lovely moment. It was great.
And she's nice too.
She is. She's absolutely beautiful, I've got to say, and a great reporter. And I have no recollection of meeting her ever whatsoever. I think it says good things about me.
I'm good with faces but not names. Yeah, I don't know who's trumping first.
Okay, no, well, we're going to hit. Well, no, it's up. Ben reckons he can trump Bridge. Bridge reckons he can trump Ben.
If Ben can't trump Bridge, there's some kind of punishment.
Okay, that's fair.
She called it.
Absolutely.
To be fair, Bridge trumped me after I trumped everyone, but go on.
Okay, so I'll go and then you trump me.
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right.
So, I was walking down Queen Street Mall with my boyfriend. This is like a KFC ad.
Yeah.
I ran into a girlfriend I hadn't seen in about 5 years. And I was like, "Cara, oh my God, so good to see you guys. This is amazing. Oh, wow." And she's like, "Who's this?" And I went, "This is,
you've forgotten your boyfriend's
name." I'd forgot we were new.
How new?
Because I was so surprised to see my friend I hadn't seen in so long.
And his name wouldn't jump
Now, to
mind.
Make it worse.
Was it hours, or weeks, months?
How long were you together?
Couple weeks.
So you,
Right, so long enough. But anyway, so I was like, this is, and the stink eye I got. Instead of saying it, I just went, "Anyway, what have you been doing?"
Oh, nice.
He walked away, never saw him again.
No,
never saw him again.
And you can't chase him because you don't know his name.
Yeah, what was his name?
Because, and I think to this day I remember it now as Craig. And Craig, I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad you did because you chewed cinnamon chewing gum and I hated the passions. Anyway, now I remember his name. So did I...
Go, Benny.
No, mine beats
you. Oh, yes! Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Benny avoids the punishment.
This is
I've been
You are
triggered.
Tingly.
I'm triggered.
Oh, this is good.
I don't know if I've told you the story or not. Oh,
okay.
I might have.
We're going to find out.
I don't know. This is good.
Once upon a time, I was asked to MC some stuff at the Gabba.
Oh, no.
No, I told you the story?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, this will be a nightmare scenario.
Gabba.
Yeah, go on.
And then, so I was working at Triple M in Brisbane. And they were like, "We need someone to MC the Lions games at the Gabba."
Oh, okay.
The AFL. And I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. I don't know anything about AFL. That's my prerequisite. I'm just there to do entertaining and you tell me what to say." And they're like, "Yeah, that's fine." Oh. So the second week I was there, they were like, "What did they..." Oh, they got me... Oh, they were like, "You need to do this bit to telly for Fox Sports on the ground." It was like the presentation of something after the Q clash.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. So good.
And so they're like, there's like obviously half a full stadium of like 15, 20,000 people there.
Yes.
And there's a TV camera like right in front of me and it's up on the big screen. And I was like, okay. So I memorised what I was going to say and then I walked over and I left my notes on the ground about 4 or 5 metres away. Which is my first mistake. So I walked over.
Oh, Benny.
And then... What did I say? I was like, the winner of whatever it is, and I was like, "Don't say Dane," because it wasn't Dane Beams. It was "Don't say Dane, don't say Dane." It was the other one. It was Dane Zorko.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, I forgot. I have to walk over and get my notes.
Oh, no,
from over on the
Daddy.
Ground. Yeah. I was like, I just have to start again. I was like, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my f***ing life.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
So you
yeah.
got here.
But in your, ready to swear.
Yeah. Oh. Look, in your defence, Zorko is such a common name. Look, this
it
morning
is.
We've...
Hey, no, but at least it wasn't like the supermodel show where you awarded the wrong person, because that would have been
I awarded no one. I didn't know their name.
And think of Ryan James, who tried to do the Welcome to Country.
That's right.
And he only got halfway through it and he said, yeah, I don't know.
I reckon everyone fell in love with him in that moment when he just admitted it.
And you know what, Ben?
Does that mean everyone fell in love with me?
You are super red.
I am now.
And you look very cute. And you definitely trumped all of us.
Yeah.
Well done.
You were a winner, son. You were a winner today. Also winning today, Serenity Safe Harbour has a buddy who ended up in prison. Tell you how. And, oh, my Lord, that hail and the weather yesterday. Always around school pickup. Were you triggered? We're going to take your calls. And this is a classic, actually. Spider's going to run you through the top five weather presenters who got stuck in a big storm because their bosses said they had to.
Yeah, it certainly does. And look, yesterday when we hit the news and there was a big storm coming, everyone goes to the bomb and has a look. Oh, wow, we're going to get smashed. Make sure you get your cars undercover. And people going to pick up the kids early from school. And it was right on school time as well.
Oh.
I raced home and I thought, all right, I'm going to judge every weather reporter tonight. And I'm going to give them my top five. Who was good, who was bad, who needs to improve? Because you know what? A storm like yesterday was a weather person's grand final. Mm. They're like, this is my cup of tea. Who's going to embrace the elements? Mm. Who's going to get out there and actually show us what the weather is doing? Because we don't know.
No.
We're living amongst it, but still, to see a weather person on television giving it their best amongst the elements, I think, you know what, there's nothing better. Okay. And that's where you get respect from. And looking at the channel, from Channel 10 to Channel 9 to Channel 7 last night, I lost a lot of respect, but I gained a little bit as well.
Okay.
There's time for improvement. We're going to get a lot more storms, so hopefully these people can learn from their mistakes.
It's like give he's you doing a halftime speech to rally the troops.
Well, this is it. This is my top five. My top five weather presenters of yesterday. At number five, he was boring, he was embarrassing, and seriously, we should have just gone to the bomb app, because that's all he showed. He was indoors, he was undercover, and I'm giving it to Josh Hall. Josh Holt.
Sorry,
Holt.
I call him Smarmy McSmarmy Face.
Joshy Holt, Channel 10. Gave us nothing.
Guess he's resigning and going soon. Time to tip the bucket, is it?
I've always called him that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Give me some cred.
Yeah, he was nothing. At number four, a close one, but at least she actually went outdoors. Still, the makeup was perfect. The hair was perfect. Mm. There wasn't any part of rain getting near her.
No commitment.
No commitment, not really. Looked like she was probably a bit too cool for school. Mm. Needs a little bit of improvement and doesn't do it every night of the week either. So if you want to make a dent in being the best weather presenter there is, make sure you get out there and do the hard yards early. Mm. And that goes to Liz Cantor.
Oh.
So,
come on, Liz.
Yeah, pull your socks up. At number three, one of my favourites.
He's not going anywhere and he's saying that.
At number three, one of our favourites. He was out there. He had a little bit of moisture around him. He had a little bit of a wet noggin, but he wasn't really out there. He didn't. Normally, he's very, very good. And we're talking about Gary Youngbury.
Very unsettled conditions this week. It'll be a real mixed bag. The chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon, certainly Wednesday afternoon. And in fact, end of the week, it'll be very warm and humid with afternoon showers and thunderstorms likely Friday, Saturday, even into Sunday as well.
He sounds pretty dry.
I know. He gave us good information, but unfortunately he was undercover and he didn't really have a lot of rain around him.
Disappointed with third, Pete.
When it was putrid conditions, you had an opportunity. I was really surprised with number two. Coming out of Channel 7, out in the wet, 50-50 committed. Yeah, the makeup was washed off. The hair was wet, but wasn't presenting in the rain. Had copped a little bit of rain early, but then gone out of the rain to do the presentation. Okay. So a bit 50-50, and that goes to Sally Guyte.
90,000 lightning strikes recorded in this storm. It put on certainly a light show for the southeast, but it was lights out for thousands of homes.
Yeah. At number one, though.
I'll get you second,
at number one. Oh. And I think this is a hard one to crack because he always gives us something. He's always out in the elements. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter how that rain is coming in. Doesn't matter what side it's coming in from. And he, from Channel 9 local news, I have to do give it to Luke Bradner.
Oh, God, even better than the rain jacket. I remembered to bring a towel tonight and I'm stoked about that.
He's always the drown rat. And he Luke, is. Congratulations, you are. But, you know, there's a couple of months of storms ahead of us. I want everyone to take a leaf out of the US weather reporter's crosses. He does the best. And if we can get one of these people on the Gold Coast, it would be amazing. His name's Al Roker.
Oh, now, yeah.
Al Roker is one of the greats. We want one of these people on the Gold Coast, and I'll tell you, you'll get mentions every single day.
Looking at imminent landfall of this storm, winds of 150 miles per hour. Don't you wish you had your weight back? Right about now, I do. Oh.
The cameraman's holding on to his leg so he doesn't blow away.
Serenity Safe Harbour is Byron Bay's... No. You know what? He's just from Byron Bay. That's all.
Yeah.
And he's got a buddy called AstraZeneca Stinkweed. And she's in... He's in... They are in trouble.
The lights dim and we are joined by Byron Bay's most famous and most interesting resident.
Transitioning and My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. The name was bestowed upon me by the Nordic goddess Vajayjay. She runs her own fashion outlet in Byron. It's called Vajayjay's Jeans. But so, it's a warehouse, for goodness sake. Byron Bay is the Heathrow Airport of astral travel. It is the Cape Canaveral of higher thinking. But times are tough in Byron since JobKeeper ended. You go to the beach, no one, everyone's at work. It's destroyed the place. My flatmate, AstraZeneca, she's got 7 kids to feed.
Right.
Engelbert Humperstink, Manfred Woman, Zaphod, Napoleon, Vandross, Jupiter Moon Unit, and Christine. God, Christine's weird. Oh, my God. Point is, AstraZeneca has a lot of mouths to feed, so she took a job. I wasn't happy about it, but she did. She took a job burning cars for insurance money. Anyway, but you wouldn't believe it. She Googled it first. Now she mails her prison food back to the kids once a week. So, look, I'm not about to bag her. I'm not. Because, you know, damning Google histories... like naughty nudie nanas, that website alone means I live in a glass house and get through a fair bit of windows. Do you know what I mean? Here's my question.
Thank
Who
you,
needs
Serenity.
To Google something to know how to burn it? I don't understand.
Stay with us,
but
Serenity.
This is what happens. She Googled it.
Yeah.
She used her one phone call to me to bring me and said, do you have any good news for me from prison? I said, yes. The New South Wales Idiots Association have named their award after you. You're now officially an idiot's idiot. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you must have been in a coma if you missed the weather yesterday at school pickup time. Were you triggered? Did it remind you of things that used to happen to you on the school run yourself?
Murphy's Law. You can guarantee if it is going to bucket down with rain or hail... Just listens out for the school bell. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's my cue.
Here it comes.
Yeah, I better hail now. Quick, hail. Cue the hail. Cue the flash flooding.
I was in the queue.
Man, isn't it quick? Why is it always around this time?
I don't know. And you've got to leave early because everyone just rushes to get there to make sure they're at the front of the queue so their children won't get wet. And it's like, you know what? I'd so much rather the old days where you put them on a bus... They get off the bus, rain, hail, or shine, you're walking home. Yep. I don't care. That's okay. It.
We did in Canberra. We'd have to bust out our yellow raincoats with the stupid sou'easter hats. You know the ones that the sailors used to wear?
Did you?
Oh, man.
Did you?
Stupid. Bright yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like that big bird on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So this was triggering for you yesterday, wasn't it? Because
Very
I think
much.
Every parent wants to pick up their kid, but in our day... Get the bus. You get the bus.
Yeah.
Get the bus regardless.
I remember walking to the bus stop. Yeah. And I was saturated just getting there. Mm. And then by the time you get to school, you're saturated. You're wet all day.
Yes.
You didn't care. And then you walk home. Yeah. Mum didn't. My mum, Undy, she didn't care. No. She was like, oh, well, that's school. Bad luck. I never got driven once to school.
Not once?
No.
So this is very triggering. Is this also triggering for you? Please lie on the psychologist's couch with us and give us a call, 1-300-925-666 and teach the kids what being tough is all about. The school run, was it full on for you yesterday? Or perhaps do you want to do stories about in my day?
Back in my
the
day.
Rain and the hail.
Oh, we got a little bit of rain, a little bit of hail.
Garden up. Call up and tell the kids.
Yeah.
How hard it used to be.
Yeah.
That's how I got these dents in the top of my head.
Seriously, Jamie, my hubby was given a bucket. Like, he just put a bucket on his head. No, for hail.
There's a hole in the bucket.
Is he playing a band now by any chance?
I didn't get that. I don't understand.
There's a bucket head.
Oh, okay.
And a much nicer looking start to the day than yesterday. Showers, though, on the cards and just a slight chance of a storm. Nothing like we saw in the last 24 hours, though, Bridge.
You can guarantee the school bell meant, oh, hail.
Oh, yeah.
Rain, flash flooding yesterday, especially around Arundel. Mullandina cop like 100 millimetres in...
In an hour.
In an hour. Are
that
you
was
kidding
crazy,
me?
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It is full on. And you know what? You said, Spider, there was so much traffic because all the kids were getting picked up. Not in our day.
Everyone always get picked up. I remember Stephen Easy, a mate of mine, he used to catch a ferry from French Island to Stony Point, and then the bus would pick him up every day to school. There's about half a dozen of them. But if it was too choppy, you'd have the day off.
Yeah, in my day we used to swim that.
He was just sitting there. No, we had a really steep hill with jacarandas in the wet. It was right next to his Catholic school at the top of the hill. It was a really steep bitumen drive. And it had the jacarandas on it, which was super slippery.
Yeah, they really were.
So every girl would face plant into that. But it made it worse for me because Mum would put sandwich bags over my crossbees to keep them good.
Oh, serious?
That'd be slippery.
But I
we
turned
had
out
galoshes
fine, hey?
Like, that you used to put over your school shoes and zip up, and they were plastic. So by the time you took them off, your feet stank like someone had opened a coffin.
Madison from Labrador, this is triggering for you as well. How did you used to get to school?
G'day. Well, I used to take about an hour and a half to get to school. So I was going to school at Newmarket then and lived out at Daybra. Now, Daybra now is obviously a posh place. All the Sydney and Melbourne people have found it. But
is
back
it?
Then, no tank. We had tank water. Electricity was generator and a septic tank. We used to have an outdoor dunny. But getting to school, honestly, we used to change the bus at Mitchelton High School, and with all the tough kids, there was only one bus, so 3:20. That was it. If you missed it, tough cheddar. Never got kept after school because of that reason, which was a great thing. But I'll tell you what, I used to get out there and dirt roads. So when
how
you got
far?
Dropped off at the about an hour and a half, so it was just in the middle of the sticks. It was just kind of Mount Nebo, so then I had another about 15K to walk. So if Dad didn't pick me up from the trucks and my mum had either forgot or whatever, you just walked. And if it was raining, tough cheddar.
You are hard.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a great story.
Madison.
You can imagine what my home export was like, can't you? Imagine taking home those, what we used to make back then? I can't remember, apple crumble.
And muffins.
Sounds like you used to make a nice big glass of concrete. Oh, no.
Madison. Daybra's a long way away. I used to ride a horse out there. Mm-hmm. I call it trail ride.
We used to ride our horses. Dad used to say back in the bread and dripping days, but I'm not that old.
Okay.
Madison, you can make your way into Broadbeach. We've got a $100 voucher for you for No Name Lane. All right.
Enjoy lunch.
Beauty. Thanks, mate.
No worries. You tried No Name Lane for lunch. Full service, fresh season menu, just here in Broadbeach. And Rob, you didn't used to get picked up from school, did you?
No, mate. No, we got the bus.
Yeah.
How good was the bus? That's character building. And even if it rained on the way to the bus, it didn't matter, did it?
No. You just got wet on the bus. That was all. That's what happened. We didn't need a safe place. I didn't need a safe word. I didn't need any of that sort of stuff. We just
safe word.
With,
It came much later.
But you know what? I knew what my pronouns were. It was a simpler time.
It was. It really was. No one was a they. We were just he or she. It was a simpler time. Were you allowed up the back of the bus, Rob, or were you down the front getting spitballs in the back of the head?
No, mate. It was a gradual progression. It's like most. It's like most workplaces. You know, you start at the bottom, you work your way to the top. In this case, the front to the back. And yeah, bullies, but you dealt with them. We didn't. This is the difference today. We're not teaching kids how to deal with stuff. No. You know, kids are going, Mum, I'm scared. It's dark in my room. And Mum's now going, oh, it is scary in here, isn't it? Oh, my God. What are we doing in here? Like, that's not what we do.
How do we get to dark bedrooms from school pickup? Look, I'm not complaining. I've had a great time, Rob, and thank you for your call.
Rob, were you one of the cool kids, though, that I can't see you ever wearing a raincoat, that you would just stroll in the rain, hey, just to make sure you got really wet?
What happened was my father grabbed my raincoat and wrapped my umbrella around it and buried it in the backyard and said, that's for girls.
Girl. Rob, this is very triggering.
Well, good diggers from where you're around. Oh,
all right, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Hope you get some counselling, mate.
That'll be that. Away we go. Check us out at 5 a.m. in the morning on 92.5 The Gold Coast's Triple M.